Rav Michael Lightman. I'm asking another question. Talk to people. What do you want? One says $1,000 for a month, another one's $2,000 for a month, another one wants $1,000,000 per month. Why don't they all want $1,000,000 per month? Rav Lightman, he attends his border. Rabash, you won't understand it, but I will tell it differently and you will understand. It is known to every Orthodox, like he's asking for the Creator to give him his sustenance, he is asking him to give him his spiritual sustenance. One wants at least to be able to pray with a group of 10 people every day. Another wants to have a minyan, group of 10 people, 3 times a day. Another one wants to be able to learn at tonight, Mishnayot. Another one to he wants to learn at least one page of Gemara. Another one wants to at least pray for a few hours. Another one wants to be able to do it in the afternoon. And another one wants to learn day and night. Why don't they all want the same thing? If it's good, then the more the better. You see, everyone thinks and knows 100% how much he is lacking the Torah, the fear of heaven, and how much sustenance he needs. I'm not saying that he will be given what he wants, but the demand is rising of man. Everyone has a different note of what he knew, of what he wants. Why? Why don't they all want it immediately in the same thing? It is called Reshimo of Adam. According to his impression from life, from others, he understands how much he deserves, how much he can get this and that.
Therefore, envy, lust, and honor bring a person out of the world, that all the additional deficiency comes from the environment. And if he won't buy it, then he won't acquire anything other than his beastiness. There is the will to receive in this world. There is a spark. And other than that, nothing. He cannot awaken above his ego unless he takes the deficiency from the environment. And he's always limited in his request according to what he has. Therefore, like we see in our lives, he yearns by all these advertisements, that he wants this and that, that whatever others have, to get what others have. One wants money, the other one wants knowledge, another one wants control, etc., etc. Each and every one, whatever he wants, according to envy, he wants the same thing. But here it's concealed, so if he comes and exerts in a group above reason, and considers them as being great, then he can acquire that additional deficiency. And then he can buy that deficiency. And if he doesn't buy it, then he won't advance. He can be successful in this world, but in spirituality, no. He has no vessels. And that's a problem. So our whole work is how to acquire the deficiency from the environment. And we need to feel that before the studies, especially.